1 Timothy chapter 4. Paul writing to the younger minister Timothy here, 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12. He said, Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Until I come, he's giving him his priorities here. Till I come, you give your attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine, or to teaching. Don't neglect the gift that's in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. You know, that's what I would say to you today. Don't neglect the gift that's in you.
Amen.
Don't neglect the calling that's in you.
Amen.
Don't neglect the purpose that's in you.
Amen.
God has eternal purpose for you.
Amen.
Don't neglect the gift that's in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them that your progress may be evident to all. Now, this is the phrase I want to bring out to you right here. He tells Timothy, give yourself entirely. How many of you would agree that anything that God reveals to us, shows us, gives to us, it's worthy of all of our attention? That's what he's telling, Paul's telling Timothy here, if you want to progress. How many of you want to make progress? How many of you want to make progress in the plan of God?
Yes.
Then what do we got to do? We've got to give ourselves entirely. Everybody say, all that I've got.
All that I've got.
Right? You got to give yourself entirely. Say that again. Give myself.
Give myself.
Entirely.
Entirely.
Now, let's go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. If there's one thing that we desperately need to learn, is we need to learn the power of focus. Everybody say focus.
Focus.
Ecclesiastes again. Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 11. Let's read here. Ecclesiastes 11. And verse 1, it says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to 7 and also to 8, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. Jump down to verse 4. It says, he who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. Let me read this to you from the Living Bible, beginning in verse 1. You'll see it more clearly. Verse 1. It says, give generously, for your gifts will return to you later.
Amen.
How many of you know that's true? Every time we give by the Spirit, we're investing.
Yeah.
He said, give generously, for your gifts will return to you later. That's why when we sow a seed, we say goodbye. What do we say?
Go.
Go. That's right. We don't say goodbye. Pardon me. That's what we don't say. We say go.
Go.
Grow.
Go.
And I'll see you soon, right? Go and grow, and I'll see you soon. Why? Because a seed will never leave your life. It'll produce a harvest. Give generously, for your gifts will return to you later. Divide your gifts among many, for in the days ahead, you yourself may need much help. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. In the days ahead, you and I are going to need much help.
Amen.
Why? Because God's plan for us is much bigger than what you and I can do.
Yes.
So this is the day to sow our seed.
Yes.
Amen. I'm so glad, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I'm so glad I had got seed going in the ground.
Yeah.
I'm living in harvest today, seeds that I planted 10, 15, I don't know how long ago now, almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to need a lot of help coming up.
Yes.
These are days to sow and to sow on purpose. Amen.
Yeah.
And then verse 4 from the Living Bible, it says this. It says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. Are you here?
Yeah.
What am I talking about? I'm talking about learning how to focus.
Yeah.
If you wait for everything to be perfect, you won't get the plan of God done. Something came up. What came up? Well, the cousin called from the province and, I had to, go take care of cousin Billy in the province. And the dog got sick on Saturday. And so we weren't able to come on Sunday. And, How many of you know if you're always waiting for perfect conditions, you'll not get the will of God done?
Yes.
What am I talking about? We've got to identify what's most important.
Yes.
Well, you know, yeah, thank God for cousin Billy in the province, and thank God for the dog. You know, he's there, he's your friend, even when you're mean to him. But some of these other things that come up, we've got to learn how to manage them, not ignore them,
yeah,
not act like they don't exist,
uh-huh,
but manage them, or even look at them and say, I'll be back later.
Uh-huh.
I see you. I'll be back to you later, Fido. I'll be back to you later, Rover. I'll be back, cousin Billy. I can't make it right now.
Uh-huh.
Why? He who waits for perfect conditions won't get anything done.
Yeah.
Everyone's pressing into the plan of God. We got to learn to, you know, as part of growing up spiritually, we get strong enough to where we say, hey, wait a minute. You know, I know cousin Billy's calling. I know, you know, the dog's sick. I know these things are going on. But there's one greater thing I know. I have a word from God.
Amen.
And so whatever I have to do to manage these things temporarily, I'll manage them. But one thing is vital. I've got to move forward with what God said.
Amen.
Why? Because what you have from God is the transportation,
yeah,
into your prosperity.
Yes.
And it's the very thing in the end that will benefit cousin Billy.
Yes.
And even your dog will be happier.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
But we've got to learn to fight,
yeah,
with the word of God that God gives us.
Yeah.
So when God gives you a job, He gives you an assignment, He gives you an instruction, this is what I fight with.
Yeah.
I keep that assignment, that instruction in front of my eyes. Why? That's the very thing the devil wants to distract you from. You know, maybe the Lord spoke to you and He said, you know what? You need to be in there every Sunday, every Sunday afternoon, and never miss a Sunday. Well, if that's what the Lord said to you, you better hold on to that word. And you better be ready for opposition that would try to get you off of that word.
That's right.
Why? Because the word that God speaks to you is your transportation into the plan of God, into the will of God, down the path that He has for your life.
Amen.
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 We got to wake up. Amen.
Yes.
Give yourself entirely.
Yes.
Give yourself entirely. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody and they weren't all there? Have you ever been speaking to somebody and you could tell they're standing there looking at you eye to eye,
yeah,
but really they're at Jollibee?
Yeah.
Don't you know, wherever we are, we need to be all there.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we come into these meetings, we come into church, some people, they're here physically, but in their mind or even in their heart, they're somewhere else.
Yeah.
How many of you know in the plan of God, you won't progress that way?
Yes.
We got to learn to focus.
Amen.
We got to learn our priorities. Amen.
Amen.
Wherever you are, practice being all there.
Yeah.
Amen. When it's, for example, when it's church time, hey, it's church time.
Amen.
It's not cousin Billy time.
Amen.
You know, dog, you're just going to have to just get by.
Yeah.
We're going to church.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And then what? And then when it's cousin Billy time, we'll give cousin Billy our full attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
But wherever we are, let's be all there.
Yeah.
But most importantly, let's know, what are our God-given tasks? What are our God-given instructions? What has God said to us? These are the most important things.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard this before, that the man who tries to chase two rabbits at the same time, he catches none?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get this rabbit over here, I'll get this rabbit over here, I'll get this rabbit. How many of you know he's going to get no rabbit?
Yeah.
Why? You got to pick your rabbit and go after it.
Yeah.
You got to know what God has said, hold on to that word and go after it.
Yeah.
Give yourself entirely to that rabbit. Amen.
Yeah.
It's true, many of you know, you can't look two directions at once.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people brag about how brilliant they are at multitasking. Well, I'm a multitasker. Well, you know, you can't look two directions at once.
Yeah.
If I'm looking this way, I cannot be looking that way. If I'm looking at you over here, there's no way I can look at you over here. So what do we need to train ourselves to do? When it's time to look at you, when it's time to look at this, I'm going to look at this. I'm going to give my attention to this. Once I get my priorities done, get these things taken care of, now I'm going to come over here, I'm going to look at you. You can't look two places at once. Everybody say focus.
Focus.
Let's go to the book of James, chapter 1. James chapter 1. I think the devil's alarmed. You know he's the master distractor? You know he's the master distractor? James chapter 1. You know, sometimes, friends, sometimes, are you here?
Yes.
You know, sometimes we try to keep all of our options open. Well, I'm just going to keep all of my options open. I'm going to keep this option over here and this option over here and this option open over here. But did you know you won't progress that way?
Yeah.
Are you here?
Yes.
Could I get some help in here?
Yes.
Try to keep all of your options. I'm trying to help you move down in the path of the plan of God for your life.
Yeah.
Now, we do keep all of our options open when we're trying to hear from God. In other words, Lord, I'll go to Africa if you want me to go to Africa. I'll go to the province if you want me to go to the province. I'll go to the U.S. if you want. I'll stay here if you want me to stay here. We keep all of our options open. That's a good heart.
Yeah.
But once God has spoken, we don't entertain all the other options. If we're going to progress in the plan of God, we have to give ourselves entirely to what He said to us.
Amen.
You know, one thing that's really common in our day, in our land, and I pray it wouldn't be common in the church, is what I would call a political spirit. And a political spirit in the negative sense, or a politician in the negative sense, is somebody who tries to please everybody to protect himself. Are you here?
Yeah.
To protect himself and his own interests. And so he never takes a stand. But you see, in this kingdom, we're called to take a stand.
Amen.
And you, my friend, you and I will never be in a position to help anybody until we take a stand.
Hallelujah.
Because it's not until you know what God's word says, what God is saying to you, and you stand in it, that's when the anointing flows.
Hallelujah.
But as long as you and I are trying to be political and we're trying to, for the sake of protecting ourselves and our own options, we're trying to be friends over here and friends over here and friends over here. You know, the Bible says he who tries to keep his life or preserve his own life, he'll lose it. But he who loses his life for the Lord's sake, he'll find it.
Amen.
There's power in focus. There's power in taking a stand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The plan of God is not a popularity contest.
Yeah.
It is not. It's not a popularity contest. Yeah. God's called you to have impact.
Amen.
Yes.
And your life and my life will only have impact if we plant and we give ourselves entirely to what the Lord is saying to us.
Amen.
Everybody say, I'm not a politician.
I'm not a politician.
We're called to take a stand. You know what? You're not called, you and I, friends, we're not called to protect ourselves. No, no, no. We're called to take a stand. And the Lord said, I'll be your shield.
Amen.
I'll be your exceedingly great reward.
Amen.
But as long as I'm trying to preserve my own interests and play this over here and play this over here and play that over there, and I don't never take a stand, you know what? The Lord can't be my shield. He can't come through as my reward. It's only as we take a stand. Look at your neighbor and say, take a stand. Where are you? James chapter 1? Good. Let's go to Psalm 92. Let's talk just a minute about the power of planting. Psalm 92. Give yourself entirely. Be occupied with the God-given task. If you don't know what the God-given task is, pray. Ask the Lord. Keep your options open. Be willing to do anything. And He'll show you. Amen? And then once you know, focus on that.